Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas. And we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co and keep listening for this week's latest episode. Hello, and welcome to this week's mini episode. It's packed with wisdom from one of our most thoughtful guests.
That's right. We're talking about social entrepreneur, author, and one of Forbes magazine's 100 greatest living business minds, Jacqueline Novogratz.
That's such a kudos thing, isn't it?
Sure is.
Jacqueline spoke really inspiringly about courage and creating change when we spoke to her last year, and we wanted to hear that again. Now, at the time, she was releasing her latest book, Manifesto for a Moral Revolution.
When we first hear Jacqueline, she stresses how important it is not to spend forever thinking about doing something, but to just make a start. Here she is.
I was raised to be a good girl. My whole generation was. To be polite, to be kind, to not make waves. And yet, if you're not willing to get uncomfortable and disrupt yourself, there's no way you're going to make change. And so I would say, number one, just start. We think that we need experts, but frankly, the experts have done a lot of damage out there in the world because they think they know everything. And it's often the outsider that sees things that the overly qualified and sometimes self-satisfied expert doesn't see. And so approaching things with competence, certainly, and with skills, but not every skill, because there's no possible way that you will have the skills to solve problems that have never been solved. It's tautological. So just start and let the work teach you. And then you mentioned the word courage. I don't think many of us were born with courage. Every now and then you see this aberration, but I certainly didn't have it. And I have learned that the only way we get courage is to practice courage. When I was a kid, I knew that I wanted to make change, and I knew I would have to learn how to do public speaking, but I was so terrified. In seventh grade, when I did my first speech about Judy Garland, who was my favorite movie star at the time, I fainted.
Bless you. Miserable.
My mother was like, well, honey, why don't you join the debate club? Which I was like, kill me first. But I did, and I was miserable. And I was a terrible public speaker, I would say, through my 30s. I would have a 5-minute speech, and sometimes I'd stay up the whole night before practicing it because it was so frightening to me. But you know what? You do it, and then you start to realize that it's not so bad. You survived it. It gets better. And then you don't even know when, but one day you're standing on a stage and you're almost, not fully, but almost enjoying it. And so I would say just start, let the work teach you, and practice courage. Because there will be a moment when you need that courage. And so you better be ready for it.
And another thing that you touch on in the book, which I'd love to get your thoughts on here, is if you do just start and you have courage, there are very likely to be times when trying to solve some problem that you come up against confrontation. And what's your advice to people on how to engage with others who've got opposite views to your own?
Inside of me, I have a bull and a dove, and they're always kind of vying for space. And a wise man once said to me, your superpower is when you lead with the dove. particularly when you're going against a completely confrontational person, especially an alpha. Because if you go at that alpha with your own alpha bull, you will just raise the confrontation. It was such wise advice, because what I write in the book, which is connected to that, is that I have learned that if I say it's red and you say it's blue, and I say it's red, it's blue, it's red, it's blue, we don't get anywhere. Or even to go into, you know, politics in my own nations, build a wall, open borders. We're not having a conversation. We're not allowing for any of the nuance. What I've learned is if you have the courage to recognize a truth or a half truth or even a tiny truth in what the other side is saying, it's almost a metaphorical way of stepping toward that person. And you're much more likely then to have that person recognize something that you have said, and you start to move forward toward one another.
Hearing it the second time round, I'm really struck by the brilliance of the bull and the dove approach.
Yeah, I know. I love that. And, you know, it's why these mini episodes are so great. You know, sometimes our guests share so many amazing thoughts and advice with us that you just don't remember them all as well as you should, do you?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I think that advice of being the dove when you find yourself up against a confrontational person makes such sense. You know, but sometimes, perhaps often, we find ourselves triggered by someone with opposing views. So I'm really going to think about that. You know, if I could get a temporary tattoo, I'm not brave enough to get a real permanent one, I'd practice having little temporary tattoo doves on my wrist.
I think that's a great idea. You know, and I keep thinking with the theme of today, it takes courage to be the dove, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You know, and it certainly takes courage to acknowledge a truth or even a tiny truth from someone who you find yourself in really strong disagreement with.
Yeah, that's so true. And you can just tell that Jacqueline has given this a lot of thought. So, oh dear doves, you symbol of love and peace, the world needs more of you.
We sure do. Well, that's this episode done and dusted. Stay tuned for next week's episode when we hear the fascinating story of an American entrepreneur trying to disrupt how we listen to audio.
Indeed. Stay safe, channel your inner dove, and ciao for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.